Let's turn first of all to Matthew's Gospel, chapter 7. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 7. You know this very well-known passage where it says, "Do not judge, and so that you will not be judged. For in the way you judge, you will also be judged. By your standard of measure, it will be measured to you." The people who judge others the most are the ones who repent the least. Those who repent the most, they hardly ever judge anybody else because they've got plenty to do repenting themselves about things in their own life. So I want to say to all of you who are sitting here, it's very easy to find out whether you are the repenting type. And that is by asking yourself, how critical are you of others? Particularly about small things that you see in other people. You know what Jesus called a speck in the eye. A speck in an eye is almost the smallest little thing that can be wrong with somebody. You know, when a speck is like a speck of dust in the eye, it's so small. Jesus is speaking about people who see little things in other people and criticize them and speak evil of them. You know what happens to such people? They keep on doing that. They find one speck in that person's eye and one speck in that person's eye and one speck in that person's eye. Ultimately, this attitude produces a log in their own eye. How does the log come? God doesn't create us with logs in our own eye. But when you think you've got very sharp vision to see things that are wrong in other people and you criticize, ultimately you become so blind. There's a log in your eye. And the Lord says, you've got to see the log in your own eye. And it comes pretty quickly. But he says, if you can get rid of this log from your eye, well, see what it says in verse 5. You hypocrite, first take the log out of your own eye, then what will happen? You will see clearly. You see how vision is dependent on not having a critical attitude towards others. In other words, judging yourself. That's what we have preached in the church for 31 years. See the log in your own eye. And if you were to ask me, can you give me one reason why many in our churches who have heard so much of truth have not grown spiritually and overcome sin? I would say one, there may be many reasons, but number one reason is they have a critical attitude towards others and they don't judge themselves. So there's a huge log in their eye and they don't see clearly. There's so many things which God wants us to see so clearly, but they're not able to see clearly because there's a log in their eye. Why does the log come? Because they don't judge themselves. They spend all their time judging other people. You know, you can sit at home, husband and wife, and different members of your family, and sit and talk about this family and that family and the other family. I'll tell you something. You're just increasing the size of the log in all of your eyes, and especially your children's eyes. Imagine what evil parents do to their children by building logs in the eyes of those poor children who never had anything. Why do you want to destroy your children like that? Will you stop with it now? Will you stop pointing out specks in other people around your dining table? Leave them alone. God can take care of them. You're not helping them in any way. You just sit and talk about it to your children and put logs in their eyes, unless the children are wise enough to resist what you say inwardly. And I would say to all of you children, if your parents, even if they are supposed to be wonderful members of your church, sit around the table and speak evil inwardly, you say, Lord, I don't accept that. I'm a child here. I've got to submit to my parents. I won't say anything. They'll get upset with me if I say anything because they think they are much more spiritual than me. But I resist it, Lord, inwardly. I resist it. I resist what mommy is saying. I reject it. Say that quietly to God. I reject what daddy is saying. I reject what mommy is saying. Keep your eye clear. I'm really telling you that seriously. You will grow up to be a man or a woman of God, even though your parents missed it. Don't follow your parents when they are going astray. Don't follow elders who are going astray. Remove the log and you will see clearly. And you know what will happen when you see clearly? Your brother will come to you and say, "Brother, there's a speck in my eye. Can you just blow it out?" What a ministry you can have. When they come to you, you don't have to even go to them even. People come to you for help. But you won't get that ministry if you go around with this log. And the only way to get rid of this log is by a spirit of repentance. Do not judge others, but judge yourself. There's a close connection between judging yourself and this repentant spirit. Now, keeping that in mind, let's turn to Luke chapter 11. Now we understand this verse a little better. Luke chapter 11, verse 34, which is a very well-known verse. The eye is the lamp of your body. When your eye is clear, that means you got rid of your log, your whole body is full of light. But when it is bad, that means you got a log in your eye, your whole body is full of darkness. Now listen to this. Watch out that the light in you doesn't become darkness. How can the light in you become darkness? I'll tell you how. Think of the first day you came to the church when you were a nobody. You were a sinner. You were defeated. You were frustrated. The first day you came to the church, nobody bothered about you. You were just there. You came and sat. And you didn't even bother that somebody didn't greet you. You were happy to just come and sit there and go. In that day, when you came the first day to the church, you criticized nobody. You were so thankful that you could come to a place where you could hear such a wonderful message. That day, your eye was clear. You didn't have so much knowledge that day, but your eye was clear. But you've sat in the church now 15, 20 years, and your knowledge has increased like anything, and so is the size of your log. The light has become darkness, even though knowledge has increased. And that is the reason for spiritual blindness in a lot of people. The message of judge yourself is missing today. Where do you hear a message which says judge yourself? And yet the Bible says, before I go there, verse 36, if your whole body is full of light with no dark part in it, that means you're not here to judge a single person in the world. You leave that judgment to God. If you're a father, of course, you've got to judge your children. If you're an elder, you've got to judge the people in your congregation. But if you're not an elder and you're not a father, you've got nothing to do. Your life is so wonderful. You have to judge nobody. If you're a supervisor in an office, you've got to judge the people who work under you. You know, judgment is to be in the circle of your responsibility. If you're a supervisor in the office, you have to judge between if two of your employees have a conflict, you have to sort it out as a judge. If you're a father and two of your sons or daughters have a conflict, you have to be a judge there. If you're an elder brother and there are people in your church who are under your care, you have to be a judge for them. But if you're none of these, you're a very happy person. Why do you waste your time? You're not an elder, you're not a father, you're not a supervisor. These are the people who mostly judge. The people who are not elders are the ones who usually judge the most. And they remain in darkness. It's a tremendous tactic of the devil to destroy a Christian when he sees that his eye is clear. He sees this repentant sinner has come to this church with such a clear eye. And he says, I've got to destroy this fellow's vision. And he points out this and he points out that and points out this and the other person and this person and the other person. And you become a busybody in the affairs of so many people. At the end of 20 years, you've got such a lot of knowledge, but no vision. It's a very sad state of affairs. He who has ears to hear, let him hear. But it says here, if you have no part dark, your whole body can be so full of light that a lot of people can come to you for help. And that light will get brighter and brighter. People from many places will come to you for help because they're helped. and what you say blesses them.